Hey, beautiful people. Today we're going to be talking about joy. Yes, joy and happiness. Let's take these last few days of 2021 and set ourselves up for the happiest year ahead. It's a bonus week of my 8-week series, Stress Less, Meditate More, the Holiday Edition. Let's do this. Let's get happy, people, while we explore it together. Meditation, WTF.
Welcome to Meditation WTF, a podcast about meditation for people living in the real world. And now your host, the stress therapist, Sherry Augustine Flake.
Hey, beautiful people. Today we're talking about joy, and I wasn't even going to record today. It's not my day to record. I was going to record tomorrow, but I woke up and I felt so incredibly happy, like just total bliss, excitement about nothing. Okay, so that's why I wanted to quickly get on and record this, because I'm super duper happy and it has nothing to do with an external circumstance. It doesn't have to do with an outside event. It doesn't have to do because something happened to me, with me, or for me. It's intrinsic, y'all, and it never used to happen before I meditated. Before, when I did not meditate regularly, this never happened to me. If I was happy, it was because of something. It was because this happened or that happened, or I had good luck, or it was good weather, or something was happening. Today, y'all, I'm happy for no reason at all. And if that's not a motivation to get your butt on the cushion, I don't know what is. I'm just walking along and all of a sudden I'm feeling like a million bucks. I'm smiling ear to ear. So how do you get here? Yes, you're going to have to meditate, and I'm going to show you how to make it a habit in 2021. Pardon me, in 2022. But you can start small. Start by not talking about being miserable. Don't mention it if you're tired. Stop complaining. Because your trillions of cells hear you. And as you know, we like nothing more than to be right. Right? And so do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? Okay? I'm telling you, just try it, because you can write this on my tombstone. What if it works? What if it works and you're happier for no good reason? I mean, this is a gift for you. And talking about feeling bad and talking about being tired is not the way. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. You have to be happy in order to get happy. Okay. Now, I know that that might not make a lot of sense, especially if you've had a bout of depression in your life. I get it. I'm a therapist. Okay. But I'm just saying that there are times in your life when you do have a choice. Stop saying, I can't believe it's the end of the year. Why can't you believe it? Why can't you believe it's the end of the year? Christmas always comes after Thanksgiving. It's, I can't believe it's Christmas. I can't believe it's the summer. I can't believe it's the new year. I can't believe it's spring. I can't believe, why can't you believe it? Why? I mean, this is one of my big pet peeves. Why can't you believe it? I mean, Christmas always comes after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving always comes after Halloween. The summer always comes after spring. What is the big mystery? And that is a form of complaint. And I'm telling you, once you start meditating, that time delusion, it's going to stop. You're not going to look around and say, oh, this is going fast and this is going fast and this is going too fast for me and everything's just passing by too quickly. You're not going to be doing that, because you're going to be in the moment that you're in. Okay? You're going to be in it. And so it's going to move a little bit slower. And I get it. I have kids. And I remember thinking like, oh, it'll be better when he can crawl, and it'll be better when he can walk, and it'll be better when he goes to preschool, and it'll be better when he goes to elementary school. I mean, I get it. But you're like, oh my gosh, he's in college. What the, you know what I'm saying? So slow down. Be with your toddler. Be with your preschooler. Be with Halloween. Be with this day in this moment. And if you feel tired, what does it feel like to not talk about it? I'll tell you this, and I tell my kids this all the time. Complaining makes it worse 100% of the time. And I want you to have this. I want you to wake up and for no reason feel like a million bucks and dancing around and feeling grateful for everything. I want you to have it. And I know I sound like a super nut, but this was not available to me before when I was not a meditator. It was not available to me. And now I can believe that it's about to be Christmas. I can believe that it's about to be the end of 2021. I believe it. And I'm okay with it. And I'm enjoying it. And I just want you to have this. So I just wanted to quickly come up and say, this is available for you too. And there are little steps that you can take to make yourself well, to make yourself better. And damn it, if you're not completely and totally blissfully happy for no damn reason at all. And it just takes a little bit of practice each day. And so I really am going to devote this next year to teaching you how to do it. And I hope that you will tell people that you love what you learn so they can know it too, because that is my mission, to teach as many people how to meditate as possible, because it is so good for you. It's about as good for you as water, man. And I just want you to have this. This is one of the best benefits of meditation. And it's not rare, but the opportunity was there and it came up and I was dancing around. And so I thought I would jump on and do this lesson right now instead of tomorrow, because I thought maybe it might shine through the mic and you would really take it as legit. I am not bullshitting you. And if they're going to put that E next to my podcast because it's called Meditation WTF, then I might as well swear. This is what you call the when-then trap. When this happens, then I'll be happy. When that happens, then I'll be happy. When that happens, then I'll be happy. Again, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. I mean, if you're going to wait for everything to be perfect in order to do something, you're going to miss out on it. You're going to die with your music inside of you. I don't want that for you. So this is just one little reason to meditate. The spontaneous feeling of joy and bliss. And believe me, it is not special to me. Everybody I know that meditates regularly describes the exact same thing. And these are just a couple of motivators to get you ready to be a regular meditation practitioner. And I'm going to go over myriad of reasons to meditate. But for now, just start small. If you feel tired, don't say so. Because if you say so, you are. And don't own that. That's not something you want to own. Feeling bad, feeling tired, feeling miserable. Maybe don't talk about it. I think that's why I get over colds quicker. I don't talk about it. I don't succumb to it. I completely pretend that I'm doing okay. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying I feel better. And I'm able to do it because I have this practice under my belt. It's just like brushing my teeth. And so therein lies the joy. It's in every single second. Every moment is an opportunity to feel good. Just look around and see one little thing that brings you joy. If you bought it, if you brought it into your space, if it means anything to you at all, pick it up or look at it or be around it and allow yourself to feel it. A lot of being happy is allowing it in and wondering if you deserve it. I hear this so much from people. I can guarantee, I'm absolutely 100% certain that you deserve it. You are a resident on this planet. You are a holy creation and creator. And you deserve every drop of happiness that comes your way. So let's meditate together. Let's put the time in on the front end. the prevention plan on the front end so we can reap these beautiful, beautiful benefits. And once you start doing this all the time, every day, every morning, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. So much more is available to you. I can't even tell you what it's going to be because it's so individual and personal for each person. It's ineffable. But I want you to find out what it is. And certainly, certainly, always share it with me. I want to share in your joy. So let's do this together now. Come on. Allow yourself now to find the most comfortable position. Usually, I ask you to sit up, and you're welcome to sit up, but today you are welcome to lie down. This meditation is a little different. It's going to be a little meditation, a little guided imagery, a little yoga nidra, and a little hypnotherapy. But you needn't worry about any of that. You just find yourself the most comfortable space. You can lie down with a pillow under your head or knees, however you need to make yourself and your body as comfortable as possible. In this space, go ahead and begin to make micro adjustments. Anywhere you feel that you may need to do so. When you are settled in, when you've allowed your head to settle and your shoulders and back to settle, and your spine and bottom and limbs to settle, come to your beautiful breath, your reliable, old faithful breath. Notice when I say breath, where your attention falls. Your nostrils, perhaps your throat, your heart center, your belly, wherever it is, there's no right answer. You're just noticing it. Take a few moments here to notice your breath now. Begin to take a long, slow, deep breath in your nose. Open your mouth and let this breath go. Again, breathing in slow and long in your nose. And allow this breath to leave your body through your mouth. One more time in your nose. And out of your mouth. And now allow yourself to breathe normally. However your brain thinks is normal now is just fine. And just watch it. You may notice once again that you need to make minor adjustments here and there. Go ahead. Settle in. Feel yourself connect with wherever your body is being supported. From now on, as slow or as long or as shallow or however your breath is, I want you to associate your in-breaths with hyper-focus and laser attention. And your out-breaths with relaxation and letting go. Let's try this now. Bring your attention to the very crown of your head, the very top. As if I was going to hold you up by a string from the top of your head. Bring your attention there now. Breathing in with focus and attention. And breathing out with relaxation and letting go. There is no muscle or joint here. You really need to focus breathing in and allowing relaxation in and the act of letting go on the out breath. Coming down to your brow. Breathing in with attention and focus on your forehead. All of the muscles around your eyes. And with each out breath, let go. Allow your brow to smooth. Allow your eyes to rest. Coming to your jaw and all the muscles that bring that beautiful smile. Breathing in. Breathing out. Come around to your throat. In the back of your neck, your entire neck and throat, breathing in with attention and focus, and then let go. Now I'm going to name parts of your body. And as I name them, you simply breathe in, focusing there. And as you breathe out, you let go the tension, allowing your breath to heal your body with each body part. The top of your right shoulder. Breathe in. Breathe out. The front of your right shoulder. The back of your right shoulder. The top of your left shoulder. The front of your left shoulder. The back of your left shoulder. Your right bicep. Your right tricep. Your right elbow. Your right forearm. Your right wrist. Your right hand and all of your fingers. Your left tricep. Your left bicep. Your left elbow. Your left forearm. Your left wrist. Your left hand and all of your fingers. Come now to your chest and heart center. Your upper back. Your middle back. Your lower back. Your belly. Your base of your spine and sacrum. Take a moment here to just luxuriate in the peace and calm that you have created in your upper body. Perhaps you notice the difference between your upper body and your lower body. And before moving on, you can check your upper body for any little places that you may have missed. Breathing in with attention and focus. and breathing out and letting go. Coming now to the front of your right thigh. The back of your right thigh. Your right knee. Your right shin. Your right calf. Your right ankle. Your right foot. And all of your toes. The front of your left thigh. The back of your left thigh. Your left knee. Your left shin. Your left calf. Your left ankle. Your left foot, and all of your toes. And again, do a body scan and see where you may have missed. Where does your body need assistance? Come back to your heart center, to your beautiful breath. Sometimes, when we focus on our body, strangely, it can be easier to forget about it. It can be easy to focus on something else. I want you to remember now in your mind's eye. A very particular time in your life that you found yourself in awe of nature. Perhaps you saw a beautiful creature or a lovely sunset. A starry night. What nature scene left you in awe? A particular time. I want you to bring yourself there now. Remember what you were wearing. Who you were with, what you were doing, what the weather was like, exactly how it felt. Experience it now. Convince your body that you are there now. What was so amazing about it? The colors, the sound, the feel of it? Were there any smells or tastes? Bring yourself there now. Feel what it feels like. Once again, to experience this amazing experience. Stick with it. Allow yourself to feel what it feels like to have this experience. Stay with it. Allow yourself to be there now and all that it means, all that it entails to be there now. The feelings, the emotions, all of your senses lighting up, being there now. In this beautiful space, allow this image to fall away. Come back to your breath. And with each breath, allow your breath to take on a shade of green. Reminding you that you're connected to the earth. Filling your beautiful heart center and chakra up with green breath coming and going. Clearing out. Opening up, feel what it feels like from shoulder to shoulder, from breastplate to spine. Fill your beautiful green breath up. Allow your heart center to fill up, clean out, clear, and open. 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 This is where love is. This is where peace is. This is where happiness is. Clearing out and allowing in. Allow the image of green to fall away. And as you sit in this luxurious space, this peace and calm that you have created, allow yourself now to begin to awaken. But you're a little bit different. And I'm not really sure how you're different. And I'm not sure how much calm and peace you got. And I don't know the percentage that your heart opened up so big. But whatever you needed here was available to you. And you're going to come back to life here. A little different. A little better. So breathing in your nose, a long, slow, deep breath. Let it out of your mouth. Allow you to come back into your body. Breathe in your nose, a long, slow, deep breath. Let it out of your mouth. Come back into this room, and this time with me right now, breathing in your nose. And out of your mouth. Knowing exactly where you are. Waking up. Coming up. Feeling good. Coming back into this space with me right now. A little different. And when you're ready, you can open your beautiful eyes. Take a moment to adjust. Take a moment to wake up. Take a moment to stretch. Come back. Coming back. Come back to life. I so hope this was lovely for you. It was definitely lovely for me. And the next time we're together, it will be 2022. And I'm going to teach you all about the New Year's resolutionist mistake and how to avoid it, especially with your meditation practice. So you have completed my 8-week series, Stress Less, Meditate More, the Holiday Edition, with a bonus week. Today was a bonus week, all about joy. When we meet again, we're going to be talking about creating healthy habits, any kind of habit, really. But of course, this focus on a daily meditation practice. I want you to have all of these benefits. I want you to be better. Feel better. I don't want you to be in the dark anymore. So, starting next week, we're going to do a whole new series about how to create a daily meditation practice without stress, without procrastination, without excuses. It's just something that you do, someone that you are. It's just like brushing your teeth. Leaving your keys in the same spot, making your favorite meal. It's no big deal. It's just another little thing that you do, a little piece of who you are. I can't wait. I hope you're having a lovely holiday season. And you know it, have a lovely, lovely day.